Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
John 11, 23, Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You may be seated. There's lots of polls, and they'll tell you different things in polls, but if you take a conglomerate of those polls, the number one fear is the fear of dying. And Jesus Christ is the only one to declare the antidote for death. Nobody else has ever done it. When the great religious leaders and those that have formed religions have died, none of them have ever offered us an antidote for death. No one of credibility has ever promised resurrection. Not Muhammad, not Gandhi. No sane person has ever made that promise. Jesus did not say, I will give you the resurrection. He declared, I am the resurrection. Believeth and liveth in me, you shall never die. Many people talk about believing in him, but it's not enough to believe in him. He said, believeth and liveth in me. You must live in me. It's the reason why the Apostle Paul was talking to the ignorant crowd of religious worshipers. And he preached to them Jesus. And he said, in him I live and I move and I have my being. He lived in Christ. The promise of the resurrection is given to those that believe in him and live in him. There are 10 occasions of resurrection in the Bible, in both the Old and the New Testament. And Christ is the catalyst of them all. He announced dominion over death. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. And whosoever believeth, liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Shall never die. I have an ongoing argument with my brother-in-law, which is a fine man and a wonderful pastor. His daddy died when he was 15 years old of a brain tumor. And he said, my daddy's been asleep and has not known anything since then. I said, you're wrong, Gary. Your daddy's looking over heaven, and we've argued that for years. But friend, the Bible is on my side. You shall never die. Jesus said, I am the resurrection, shall never die. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you when a believer and a person that lives in Christ dies, they don't die. They just change addresses. How could the Bible declare in Psalms 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints? How could it be precious if we know nothing, if we experience nothing good? We are confident, Paul said, and I am confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord. The moment that this body ceases, if you're a born-again Christian, you're present with the Lord. The Apostle Paul would write to the Philippians and say, I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. He said, it's good for you that I remain, but if I die, I am with Christ. But the text that my brother-in-law likes to use is, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. That's his one text that he's built a whole volume on, that the dead know nothing. It means that we know nothing of the suffering of this world, but it doesn't mean that we're unaware. The Bible said we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. What happened the 3 days that Jesus Christ was in the grave? I'll tell you what happened. He got up 3 days later, but there were some things that happened before he got up The Bible said a just man falls seven times, but he rises up again. How does he get up? Because he's justified. What's in you causes you to rise up, not what's on you, but what's in you. He got up, but he before that, when Jesus Christ's body was in that grave, he was not simply laying there a corpse. The Bible teaches us that he was ministering through those 3 days. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the Bible said, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. But verse 19 says this, this is while Christ was in the grave, but which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Jesus Christ went to hell and preached to those spirits. That's the reason why he has keys over death, hell, and the grave. That's where he wrestled with the devil himself and said, no longer will death be an imprisonment, but death will be a release. Because when you are dead in Christ, you're released from the limitations of your fleshly body and you are in the presence of the Lord. I believe that he also not only went to hell, but he went to paradise, because the 68th Psalm said, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Before Christ died, there was a place called paradise, where even the good men and women were kept. That's the reason why Christ would say to the thief on the cross, this day you will be with me in paradise. But the Bible teaches us that he ascended up on high and he led captivity captive. My Christ is never idle, nor was he idle as his body lay in that grave. He went to the prison and preached to the spirits. He went to paradise and led those out of paradise into a place called heaven. The glorified Christ. You remember when Mary would touch him, he said, touch me not, because I am not yet glorified. And then he said just a few verses later to Thomas, touch me and see. Touch my scars. Why did he say to Mary not to touch him and to Thomas to touch him? Because Mary understood that he was the resurrected Christ and she was trying to hold him. And he said, you cannot restrain me. Thomas was struggling to believe, and he said, touch me to believe. Christ always works in our best interest. It was not in our best interest for him to be restrained. He said, except I go away, I cannot send the Comforter. And so he said, don't try to restrain me, Mary. And to Thomas, he said, touch me and know I am the resurrection. And so Jesus Christ is all that the Bible said he is. And while heaven waited and hell shuddered, he was in the tomb in his body, but his spirit was doing the works of our Lord and Savior. He say he was the hope of eternal life for the entire world. The devil hoped he would not get up, and all of creation groaned that he would get up. And so I've experienced that resurrection. It's an amazing thing when you really get saved. Those people that just nod at Christ, as the church in California that used to have this preacher that stood on the roof of the theater and preached to them, and if they wanted to be saved, they flashed their headlights. That's not quite enough. The Bible said, he that believeth and liveth in me. There needs to be an experience that is so substantial in your life that it dispels all fear, that you're no longer afraid of death. I talked to a man not long ago, and he was gloriously saved and old. And he said, I am not afraid of death at all, Pastor. I anticipate it. He said, my body is failing me. It's not what it used to be. I used to be quite the athlete, and now I'm on a walker. But he said, in just a few days, I'm going to have a new body. That's the hope that Christ has given us. And so you need to experience Christ. What a Savior we have. He went from the riches of heaven to the poverty of earth. He took upon himself flesh, that he might know what we were going through, tempted in all points. I don't care what you've gone through. I can tell you that Christ has been tempted and felt the same pain that you feel. Tempted in all points, but yet he did not give up to any of them. He overcame and he hung on that cross, not held there by three spikes as we believe, but held there by his love for you. 10,000 angels came and begged to release him, but he said, no, I'm staying here until it is finished. Jesus Christ loved you so much that he lived for you, he died for you, and he got up for you 2,000 years ago. And now he wants you to believe in him, and he wants you to live in him. Experience him. Repentance is not preached much. I listened yesterday to an old sermon of Billy Graham. What a great sermon it was, and what a great preacher he was. I was a young preacher when he was in his prime and did not listen to him all that much, and I missed a lot. It was an amazing sermon when he talked about repentance. Repentance is not a bitter pill to be swallowed. It is your guilt cast aside. It is your shame thrown and cast away. It is everything that you hate about yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, if you are a sinner, there are things you hate about yourself. But the only way that you can get real self-esteem is to die to yourself. It's called repentance. And Christ gave us the pattern. We must die to ourselves. The Apostle Paul felt such indignities toward himself because he was a murderer of Christians, and that kept coming back to haunt him. But he said, I take care of it. I die every day. Every day I cast it aside. You see, you got to take the trash out. People that live in squalor, it's because they don't take the trash out. That's what repentance is. And God gives us an amazing ability to do that. I've told you, when we were finishing up on this church, we ended up with 3 trailer loads of trash from up in one of the corners where all the building debris had accumulated. And I got some men from the church, and we got 3 trucks and 3 trailers on a Saturday. But what I didn't realize, that a lot of the places where you would dump your trash would be closed on Saturday. We went from place to place to place trying to find some place to unload that. And then it started to rain. It was a mess. And then I pulled in one place, and on a big trailer I was pulling, I pulled too close, and I cut 2 tires, and I had 2 flat tires. It was raining, and I had a load full of trash. But somebody helped me with the tires. Somebody told me about a place that was open, and we unloaded that trash. I can't tell you what a vivid impression that made on me when we got to unload the trash. I can't tell you what it means to me that I have the ability to go to my Savior, Jesus Christ. When I fall, when I fail, when I say things I shouldn't say, do things I shouldn't do, think things I shouldn't. When the old man gets strong again, I can die daily. It's something that I celebrate. It's not something that I find that is negative. It's not something that I find is something that I just have to hold my nose and swallow. It's a wonderful thing that I can go to Christ every day and say, Lord, forgive me, and he very quickly does. And it's all taken away, never to be remembered against me again. And ladies and gentlemen, I know Christians that whine and fuss about the obligation as they see it, about water baptism. The Bible said we are buried with Christ. Friend, I am persuaded that I'm not the same person that I was born. I've been born again. And the only way that happened is because of Jesus Christ, because he died for my sins. He was buried, and the Bible said we're buried with him in the waters of baptism. Do not in any way make baptism something trivial. It's very important. It's recognizing that I believe in Christ, in Christ's work on this earth. Do you believe that Jesus Christ came, that he was born of a virgin? Do you believe he walked this earth sinlessly? Do you believe that he worked miracles? Do you believe he died for your sins? Do you believe that he rose? rose again. Oh, I believe it all. And because of that, I'm not what I used to be. I've been changed by the power of the gospel. And so on this Easter, I give you the good news. He got up. And I don't care what you're going through today, you can get up. It doesn't matter if you've gone through a divorce, you can get up. It doesn't matter if you filed bankruptcy, you can get up. It doesn't matter if you've had a reoccurring addiction, you can get up. That's the power of the resurrection. And it's here on planet Earth today. It's at Living Way Church today. It's on your road today. It's on you today. You can get up. And praise God, Jesus Christ got excited. The Bible said on that last day of the feast, he stood and cried with a loud voice. And he said, you can have this water. You can drink of this water. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. And the Apostle Paul would say a few years later, if that same Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said that the Father raised the Son. The Bible said the Holy Ghost raised the Son. And the Bible said the Son raised himself. All of heaven was involved in the resurrection. And all in heaven is involved in your new creation. All of heaven. God gets excited about some things. He got excited about the fact that I must go away, but I'm going to send another comforter. And he got excited because he said, in the presence of angels, when you repent, there's joy in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a God that is here today that's saying your future is not determined by your past, but your future is determined by the resurrection and the fact that he got up. The resurrection simply says that which was dead can live again. That which can never be again will be again. God's in this house today, and he's saying to somebody in this building, cast all your cares on me. Get out of your chair. March to that altar and declare, I believe and I'm ready to live that you are the resurrection. That every day, what I like about Christ is that he is a daily God. Paul said, I die daily. But the writer said that his mercy is fresh every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a daily God. When I was a 10-year-old boy, I gave my life to Christ. When I was a 13-year-old boy, I got filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. But I want to tell you, every day since I've been 10, every day since I've been 13, his mercy has come over me with the hyssop of his love. I want to tell you, every day I've died and been born again. That's the reason why you get up every morning and say, I've got a clean slate because of the resurrection. He's overcome it all. He overcame your sin. He overcame your appointment with hell. He overcame your appointment with the grave. He said, he that is in Christ will never die. He is the resurrection. He is the resurrection. They didn't know what they were doing in the Old Testament, but they would listen for that tingling bell in the tabernacle. And if they could hear the bell ringing, they knew the priest was alive. And the first row of 3 million people would turn to the second row and say, he lives. And the second row would turn to the third row and say, he lives. And the third to the fourth, he lives. And the fourth to the fifth, he lives. You ought to look at somebody right now and high five them and say, he lives. He lives. He lives. And because he lives, I can not only face tomorrow, I can anticipate tomorrow. Tomorrow's always going to be better. My tomorrows are getting better and better and better. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And when you believe what I believe, that same spirit that was in Christ is in me. And friend, it affects every area of my life. I can promise you, you know, we talk a lot about bipolar. And that's people that go from great extremes. They're so sad one moment and so glad. I guess I'm bipolar, folks. Because sometimes the devil comes in like a flood. But I can promise you, when I hit bottom, I'm excited. Because I know that the same spirit that was in Christ is in me, and I know I'm going to jump higher than I've ever jumped. I'm going to feel better than I've ever felt. I'm going to do more than I've ever done, because the devil simply can't hold me back because of the resurrection. Friday is gone and Sunday is alive in my life. He is the resurrection, and because of that, I cannot be defeated. Would you stand on your feet right now and lift your hands and give your best praise to the resurrection? Can somebody in this building shout, He lives? Can somebody in this building shout, He is the resurrection? Can somebody in this building shout, I have the same spirit? Can somebody in this building shout, I'll never die?